Welcome into Coach Speak on this Monday night here, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas here, and we're tipping off the boys' basketball season with the first day of practice. We're talking with our area boys' coaches. We're leading off with the head basketball coach of the Webster City Lynx, Brett Ratcliffe, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks for having me again.
So as we take a look, this is a team for your squad coming into this 2024-25 season. Going to be a relatively new squad, graduated a pretty large senior class last year, although there are some young guys back that had quite a bit of playing time a year ago that were contributed at some key spots. But just overall, what just through the offseason and going into the start of practice, what are some things that you've seen from this group?
Well, they're just ready to take that next step. You know, a lot of them, none of them really started last year. I think Carter started a few games early in the season, but as a sophomore, he was still young. You know, just that next year of development, mentality, and, you know, maturity, and, you know, just that drive to want to, you know, be better and, you know, help us win. So really excited to see what those guys are ready to step up and do.
And you got a team that's going to be full of a lot of guys that are stepping into the varsity role for the first time. You know, I just seen a couple of JV games a year ago. Definitely some size still on that younger level, especially that's important when you replace, you know, some guys in the post like a Jack Larson, like a Briar Klaver, like a Jace Larson, so on and so forth. And just being able to have that size in the middle with some of these younger guys, how is that going to be play for your team going into the season, especially against some of the tougher teams in the NCC?
Well, it's going to be tremendous help. Obviously, you know, if a guy can rebound really well, be a force on the defensive end, and, you know, really help our team as a whole defensively and, you know, securing the basketball off missed shot or whatnot, it's going to help us a lot. And when it gets to that point, we really need to be able to score in the paint. So I'm really looking forward to these guys taking the next step, you know, and trying to get some big buckets down low and help balance out our squad this year.
We talked about those players that are coming back, guys like Cole Miller, Carter Michelson, Connor Peck, Luke Fershing, just to name a couple right off the rip. Who are some other players that are looking to maybe that you and the staff are looking at that think they could step in and maybe play a big role for this team this year?
I think Matthew Tesdall, he should play a big role. Jackson Griffith, he should play a big role this year as a couple of guards. Gavin Griffith, he's got some size to him. I think he'll be a big force down low. He's really athletic and put on some weight this offseason, so he's getting a lot stronger. So I think those guys are going to be a few of the guys that are going to really help us this season.
And when we take a look at the schedule to open up the season, you guys don't play your first game for quite a while. You come back well after Thanksgiving break on the 6th with a home date with Appleton Parkersburg, and you follow that up the following week on the 10th. Home versus South Central Calhoun. You're at North Polk, who was very close to being a state qualifier a year ago, and Hampton-Dumont Cal for conference play that Friday night on the 13th of December. And just going from the first week of practice starting today until those slated games to open up your season, what's maybe a goal or a couple of goals you and the staff have in mind to see where your team is here by the time you reach the first couple of games?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that we come in and we compete every day. We compete in practice. We compete in drills. And we compete and just, you know, try and get better every day that we possibly can. Obviously, we've put some tougher non-conference games on our schedule, because the ultimate goal is obviously in March when we're ready in tournament time. So we want to challenge ourselves early. We want to see where we're at and see what we need to work on and how we can grow from there. So I just want the guys to come in and compete every day. That's the biggest thing right away. With new guys not, you know, having really a lot of experience at the varsity level as starters, as long as they come in and just give it their best effort and are very coachable, I think we'll be okay.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck with the opening week of practice.
Okay, thank you.
That was Brett Ratcliffe, the head boys basketball coach of Webster City, here on our Coach Speak program brought to you by Carl Otto. We talk with the new South Hamilton basketball coach, Scott Church, after the break on 95.7 FM.